AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Although ice never forms in waters between Cuba and the U.S., relations between the two countries have been frosty the past 54 years since diplomatic relations were severed. But a new day is dawning between Havana and Washington. An historic meeting was held Saturday at the summit of the Americas between President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raúl Castro. It was the first formal meeting between American and Cuban leaders since Dwight Eisenhower was president. Before leaving Panama City, Panama, Obama said he and Castro will work for a better relationship, and that includes human rights and democratic reforms in Cuba.
In keeping with the Inter-American Democratic Charter, we continue to stand up strongly for democracy and human rights.
President Obama is shrugging off warnings from Iran's top leader about the framework of a deal on its nuclear program, but he's upset at what his 2008 election foe is saying.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei insists all sanctions will be dropped the day the deal's signed, but the president says he's just playing to hardliners.
Even a guy with the title Supreme Leader has to be concerned about his own constituencies.
No, what riles Obama is that Arizona Senator John McCain points to the Iranian statements as reason to doubt what the U.S. got in the deal framework, taking the Ayatollah's word, he says, over Secretary of State John Kerry's.
Partisanship has crossed all boundaries.
At a news conference here in Panama, he said that's a problem and needs to stop. Mark Smith with the President, Panama City.
Before returning to Washington, Obama said Hillary Clinton would make a great president.
I'm not going to step on her lines when she makes a decision to announce. I'm confident that she will be very clear about her vision for the country moving forward if she announces.
She plans to tomorrow. This is AP Radio News. Residents of tornado-torn towns in northern Illinois were allowed to return home Saturday to assess damage and salvage what they could. Dan Moore, director of Operation Blessing, a disaster relief organization, says survivors often look for personal items first as they try to cope with the devastation.
They just see, you know, splintered wood everywhere, and usually one of the first things they say is to our volunteer teams, hey, can you help me find a ring? Can you help me find family photos?
32-year-old Adam Davis, who rescued his parents in the small farming community of Fairdale, is amazed at what he saw when he pulled up in front of his childhood home.
Just everything that I've ever come to know is either, I mean, it's everywhere. It's out in the fields. I mean, it's everywhere.
Fairdale was almost wiped off the map. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.